Welcome to another edition of the Truth Hurts program. Let's get started. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Truth Hurts program with your host, Steve Z. After a day and a half of difficulties with an internet service provider, as well as, I guess, some screwy little virus in the old Studio 63 computers, we are back and able to do another edition of this not-yet-award-winning program. I know a lot of you spend really good quality time behind the wheel of your automobile and use this program as a means to stop the boredom of the commute or the trip between locations that you might be traveling to. And we thank you very much for listening. It is an honor and it is a privilege to be able to speak to you and to have you continue listening. It only tells me one thing. What we say must be the truth. And for some folks, that truth does indeed hurt. It is Wednesday, hump day. It is November the 10th, 2021. We are just a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving 2021, and I want to give you an early preview of tomorrow. Tomorrow, I probably will not be in the studio. It is going to be Veterans Day, a day in which we honor all of those who have served in our nation's military, defending our American way of life, and I have several events that I will be involved in tomorrow. So if we don't get a program on the air tomorrow, please understand we will have other things that will be more pressing. So we'll try and cram a lot into today's program. As I said, many of you are commuting, driving right now while listening to this edition of the Truth Hurts program. Many of you are shaking your head because you probably just left a gas station, filling up your vehicle, and shaking your head in disgust as you realize that gasoline prices today, the national average gasoline price per gallon, is over $1.42 higher than it was last year under Donald Trump's presidency. The Biden administration and their endless parade of excuse makers have been all over the television, radio, print, and internet media trying to tell you that this price increase would have happened even if Donald Trump had been reelected. That, of course, is a lie. Had Donald Trump been reelected, we would not have shut down the Keystone Energy Pipeline. We would not have stopped drilling on foreign lands and in foreign waters. And we would not have the massive amounts of increased regulations, paperwork, and government delays in continuing operations in our domestic petroleum refining capacity. If Donald Trump were still the president, we would still be a net exporter of oil, natural gas, liquefied petroleum gas. If Donald Trump were still president, we wouldn't have all of the new regulations stifling coal mining and transportation of coal. If Donald Trump were still the president, he would have done something immediately about any backlogs of ships in the harbors of California. But you see, here's the problem, my friends. Donald Trump is not the president, and that is a problem. And more and more and more Americans are waking up today and realizing their buyer's remorse. Those who actually admit to having voted for gropey Joe Biden are scratching their heads, disgusted with the results of their vote. If Donald Trump were still the president, my friends, the price of ground hamburger meat at the store would not be double what it was just two short years ago. If Donald Trump were the president of the United States, we would not have over 2 million additional illegal, invading, trespassing, filthy migrants. And I say filthy because, let's face it, unless they got a shower before they crossed, they're filthy. Disease-ridden, COVID-carrying, trespassing aliens crossing our southern border. Joe Biden did that. Joe Biden and his administration's policies, programs, and procedures have caused inflation, now expected to end this year well over 8.5%. And that's just his first year in office, my friends. Now, I don't have anything written down here, but let's just try and run through some of Joe Biden's poor performance. Again, shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Now trying to shut down the Line 5 pipeline reconstruction in Minnesota. He killed offshore drilling. He killed federal drilling. He killed fracking. He has caused massive increases in regulations, paperwork, delays, and more red tape in our energy production and refining capacity here in the United States. In fact, regulations proposed by the Democrats and the Biden administration are the main reason that the Alliance Refinery in South Louisiana, down below Belle Chasse, Louisiana, will not be rebuilding after Hurricane Ida. You see, the Democrats said, oh, you want to rebuild your refinery? You want to repair your refinery that was damaged by Hurricane Ida? No problem. You have to pay the bill to repair it, obviously. But we're going to put all these new regulations and all these new requirements in that have made the folks who own the Alliance Refinery decide, screw it, it's not worth it. We can't afford the billions of dollars the Biden administration wants us to stick into this refinery. We just want to continue making gasoline and diesel and other plastics and distillate products, just the way we've been doing since this refinery was originally built. But the Biden administration is jamming so many new rules and regulations and requirements down our throats, it's just not economically feasible. So there goes a large amount of capacity for producing petroleum products, flushed down the toilet. Thanks, Gropey Joe, you did that. The immigrant invasion at our southern border would simply not be happening had Donald Trump been allowed to build that wall. By the way, in case you don't realize it, we're in the year 2021, almost 2022. That wall would have been completed by now. And it would keep illegal, invading, trespassing aliens from illegally entering our nation. It would funnel those with legitimate asylum claims into legal entry points, border patrols, border crossings, legal ones. Not just hundreds of thousands per month just wandering across the deserts and swimming across the rivers and invading our country with COVID and other diseases, with drugs, with kidnapped children. And the Biden administration? Last week, Joe Biden said the idea of giving $450,000 to illegal invading trespassing immigrants at our southern border was, quote, garbage, unquote. Those were his words. It was a garbage report. And he said, quote, it's not gonna happen, unquote. Not going to happen. And then, of course, his puppet masters, those pulling his strings, pulled Gropey Joe aside and said, and then he came back and said, well, we're the White House and we have nothing to do with the Justice Department, so their decision will be their decision. And it is looking more and more likely that the United States, your tax dollars, will go to pay law-breaking illegal immigrants, up to $450,000, if not more, for doing something illegal. When asked the surrogate for Little Red Jen Psaki, the African-American woman, Jean-Baptiste or something to that effect, was asked, hey, if we're going to give it to illegal immigrants, why don't we give $450,000 to those who come in the right way, those who come in legally and use the system the way it was designed? And she said, well, you won't pay people to come in here legally? Huh, no, that's not gonna be the way we's gonna do it, no. But it's okay to pay illegal immigrants who violate our laws money because your boss, Gropey Joe Biden, found a way to stick it to Donald Trump one more time? Let's talk about the price of this year's Thanksgiving dinner. That's right, folks, turkeys. Price is increasing massively. Ham through the roof. And they're blaming it on a supply chain shortage? We have millions of job openings in the United States of America. But because of the Biden administration's policies of paying people more money to stay home than to go to work, those truck driving jobs, those warehousing jobs, those transportation sector jobs, those retail jobs, those wholesale jobs remain unfilled. Because why would someone want to go to work when they can stay home and make money off of the tax dollars of other hardworking Americans? You did this, Gropey Joe Biden. You did this. The cost of your Thanksgiving dinner will be higher this year. The cost to go over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house for that Thanksgiving dinner will be higher this year because of the massive increases in gasoline prices, Also, by the way, you need to get the oil changed on your car before you go to grandmother's house for Thanksgiving dinner. The price of oil has gone up, so therefore the price of oil changes will also have gone up. And what if your car is aging? What if your car is just about worn out? What if you're driving a 2007 Honda Pilot with 312,000 miles on it? It needs a valve job, but you can't even afford to do that because mechanics claim they're backed up 6, 8, 12 weeks because they have no one to help work in their shops. They can't get parts, and no one can find new cars, so they're trying to maintain their old ones even longer. Buy a new car? Try a new Ford F-250 Lariat four-door, two-wheel drive pickup truck with a sticker price of nearly $80,000. Massive price increases, if you can even find one. The problem, my friends, with the supply chain goes all the way back to Barack Hussein Obama. Donald Trump had an answer. We were well on our way to bringing manufacturing back to the United States of America under Donald Trump. Many companies repatriated billions upon billions of dollars under Donald Trump. Many countries were returning manufacturing here to the good old US of A. If you make it in Kansas or Missouri or Ohio or Texas or Florida or upstate New York or California or New Mexico or Louisiana or Tennessee or South Dakota, if you manufacture it here in the United States of America, you don't have to worry about it getting stuck in an ocean liner coming from China, because it's here already being manufactured by we, the people of the United States of America, in order to preserve a more perfect union. But if you're a Democrat and you don't mind helping your buddies out in China or in Burisma, the Ukraine, or in Russia, Mr. Biden, you don't mind having a Russian pipeline get approved, but you shut down our pipelines. If you don't produce it here, you create the supply chain nightmare that you have created, Joe Biden. Do you not see this? You can't possibly be that blind, that ignorant. So it must be part of your master plan. Because no one could have achieved what you have achieved, Mr. Biden. 50 almost years in government service. Almost 50 years, that's half a century, sucking off the people's tax money. And now you're the president of the United States with one of the lowest approval ratings of any president. Your vice president has the lowest approval rating of any vice president in modern times, meaning the last 100 or so years. So you can't possibly be that stupid, that ignorant, that uneducated, that ill-informed, Mr. Biden. That leaves only one answer, Mr. Biden. This is part of a master plan that I don't think you have the mental capacity to have formulated. So your puppet masters, your handlers, those pulling your strings, Mr. Biden, are using you. And you will have the honor of being the 46th president of the United States of America. But the dishonor that comes with being the worst president in the history of the nation will far overshadow the accomplishment of having supposedly won the office. Yes, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, as history goes by, will be able to say, I'm related to a former president of the United States. And forever, others will say, yes, you are related to the worst president of the United States ever. Such a shame. Such an embarrassment. This is the Truth Hurts Program.
Just in time for the holidays, it's the 2021 Joe Biden doll. Not an action figure, because this guy's too feeble for action. This Joe Biden doll is brand new for 2021 and comes with a set of marionette strings, so you can play the part of his puppet master. These are the things you can make the Joe Biden doll say and do. Create economic disaster, allow unfettered illegal immigration, cause massive supply shortages, raise prices on everything from food to fuel to video games, kill your own parents' jobs, keep COVID-19 alive, foment phony racism, shut down oil pipelines and border walls, get your cocaine addict kids out of trouble, and much, much more. The gropey Joe Biden doll is made in communist China, so order today and you might get yours in time for Christmas. 2028, that is. These dolls cost about 24 cents to make, but thanks to Joe Biden's inflation and empty shelves economic policies, you can get your Joe Biden doll for only 16 payments of $49.99, plus tax, shipping, and handling. The Joe Biden doll is made from cheap Chinese plastic, and it's painted in wonderful shiny lead paint, and it comes with a scratch-and-sniff coating of Brill cream and cocaine. Democrat kids will love rubbing the hairy legs and putting the lead-painted body parts in their mouths. Call 1-800-303-3330 today. Supplies are limited and will likely sit on a ship in California for many months to come. The Gropey Joe Doll, new for 2021.
Yes, the Democrats are already making excuses for their future failures. They're already making excuses for the shellacking they're getting ready to take in the midterms. And the Democratic Governors Association has already conceded Florida and Texas, even before the governor's races in those two states have begun. The dominant performance by Republicans across the nation in the last few weeks, the 2021 elections, have put Democrats on the defensive. And now the Democratic Governors Association is giving up on Florida and Texas even before those governors' races begin. You might recall the DGA spent $7.5 million trying to boost Andrew Gillum over Ron DeSantis back in 2018. That was money down the toilet. But now the Florida Democratic consultants who have been in contact with the DGA told Politico Florida is being moved down the priority list for campaign contributions. It's an insult added to injury as Florida Democrats are poised to nominate their former governor, former Republican Charlie Crist, and he's now an independent who's already lost two recent statewide races in the Sunshine State. This also means the DGA will not get involved in Texas very much either, where it appears that another two-time election loser, Francis Beto O'Rourke, is planning to make it a third loss against sitting Governor Greg Abbott, who is doing a fine job in the state of Texas. The problem for Democrats is that Texas and Florida promise to be nothing more than money furnaces with or without the DGA getting involved. Beto, I'm coming for your guns, O'Rourke, will probably be the dominant figure on the Democrat side of that ticket in an attempt to unseat Governor Greg Abbott, because he'll get a chunk of small donors who don't live in Texas but are dying to see old Beto get victory, just like they tried to do in 2018. The Lincoln Project promises to target Ron DeSantis in Florida in much the same way that it has targeted several Republicans in 2020, after it raised $90 million. The bad news for Democrats? It didn't go well for them. Obviously, DeSantis won. While small-dollar Democrat donors flock to flashy races, the Democrat Governors Association will be pushed to the brink, trying to protect their vulnerable incumbents around America. They'll be playing defense in Michigan, Wisconsin, Kansas, Minnesota, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Given that Republicans nearly knocked off New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy last week, and they won in Virginia, other states such as Maine, Colorado, and New Mexico could be in trouble as far as Democratic governors are concerned. Now, things couldn't be better for the Republicans. The possible 2024 presidential nominees, Greg Abbott from Texas and Ron DeSantis, could cruise to re-election in those two red states in our current favorable national political environment. Democrats have to defend multiple states that are less reliably Democratic than Virginia or New Jersey. Meanwhile, the GOP will be on the offensive, as they should be. They'll be trying to take back the House and the Senate. And momentum, historical trends, Gropey Joe's piss-poor performance, and the national environment right now created by the Biden administration, which deeply disapproves of the job that Joe Biden and Democrats are doing, all show favorability to Republicans in the upcoming elections. We can only hope so.
Steve Z and the Truth Hurts Program.
Hi, Mrs. Granberry.
Hello, Timmy.
Gee, Mrs. Granberry, you sure have a lot of cats and kittens hanging around your house. Why do you have so many?
Because, Timmy, wild animals need to eat. And since I started feeding one stray cat, others simply came along for the handouts. It's just like welfare, and I don't want to see them starve, so I just keep putting food out for them.
Oh, I see. I always hear cats fighting and screaming, though. And doesn't feeding them get expensive? And then there's the smell.
Well, Timmy, the cost of cat food has gone way up in the last year. But what's a little old lady on a fixed income to do? I don't want these kitties to die of starvation.
Feral Feline Farms has the answer to your stray cat dilemma. Back in the old days, people wondered what happened to all the stray cats in their neighborhoods, and then they found out the local Oriental restaurant was serving kitty to its customers. That was then. This is now. Feral Feline Farms humanely picks up stray cats in the middle of the night and takes them to our farm in the country. Then we fatten up the felines and humanely kill them. We then send their furry hides to an unnamed Asian country to produce life-saving fur coats for little orphan children. Then we process the meat into what we call eco-friendly faux chicken or faux beef. We all know that hamburgers don't contain ham, right? So what's the difference if your next Big Mac Daddy Whopper of a burger contains eco-friendly kitten? With enough grease and a little seasoning, your next meal could be perfect. Feral Feline Farms is federally subsidized and a recycler of unwanted cats and kittens.
3F is the answer to unwanted pets, rising cat food prices, and that awful smell.
Oh, Timmy, that seems so cruel.
But Mrs. Granberry, it's so tasty.
Right out of the Democrat playbook, when you propose something and it's so inane, so stupid, so inept, so ridiculous that even you realize it was a mistake to do it, the White House is now taking a back seat to both the Justice Department and the Labor Department in their vaccine mandate after they lost in the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. That's right, Gropey Joe Biden is conceding that he sucks. And he's letting the Departments of Justice and Labor take point in the battle over Gropey Joe's workplace coronavirus vaccine mandate after a federal judge blocked its implementation this past weekend. Senior White House officials and the spokespeople have declined to answer questions about what specific steps the president himself could take in the process. Instead, they...
The U.S. Department of Labor is competent in its legal authority to issue the emergency temporary standards on vaccine and testing. OSHA explicitly gives the authority to act quickly in emergencies where the agency finds that workers are subjected to grave danger and a new standard is necessary to protect them.
These people are making excuses, trying to claim that now COVID is an emergency again, when it is declining and waning nationwide. Even Dr. Anthony Fauci testified yesterday saying that it looks like coronavirus will not be the major medical issue next year that it was this year and will be treated more like a seasonal flu going forward. Karine Jean-Pierre is the principal deputy White House press secretary, and she's been noticeably on the podium a lot more than the little circleback girl, little red Jen Psaki lately. And she was forced to make the following statement.
The administration clearly have the authority to protect workers and actions announced by the president and are designed to save lives and stop the spread of COVID-19. I also want to step back for a second because there is precedent here. The Department of Labor have a responsibility to keep workers safe and the legal authority to do so. The secretary determines. The secretary of the Department of Labor determines workers at risk or what is called grave danger. If we really, you know, zero in on these past years, more than 750,000 people had died of COVID. You have approximately 1,300 people a day who continue to die a day, as I say, from COVID. If that's not a grave danger, I do not know what else is. It is important and critical to do, and waiting to get more people vaccinated will lead to more outbreaks and sickness. We are trying to get past this pandemic, and we know the way to do that is to get people vaccinated, so people should not wait. we continue to move forward and make sure that they are getting their workplace vaccinated.
Nice try, lady. You can't get it done because the courts have told you you can't do it that way. So now that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has told you you can't do it, you guys shuffle things over to different departments so you don't have to answer the questions of the people of the United States of America. And despite their hesitation, the White House, that is, in addressing the Fifth Circuit's Court of Appeals decision head on and deferring things over to different departments, the White House is now rolling out a new campaign to encourage vaccination amongst the churn, age 5 to 11 years of age, because they muscled the CDC and the FDA to granting what they call emergency use authorization, demographically based. And that effort is being spearheaded by gropey Joe Biden's wife, supposed Dr. Jill Biden. She was at a pro-vaccination event at the Franklin Sherman Elementary School in McLean, Virginia, the first school in the country to administer the polio vaccine in 1954. Jill Biden said,
"The vaccine is the best way to protect your children against COVID-19. It's been thoroughly reviewed and rigorously tested. It's safe, it's free, it's available for every child in this country, 5 and up. Parenthood and worrying go hand in hand. It's just what we do. I can't promise you that the dangers of the world will become any less frightening. Just wait till your kids start driving. With this vaccine, we can take away at least one of those worries."
She should have pointed out that after raising children like Hunter Biden, your kid can become a crackhead and a cocaine addict and lose 3 laptops with damning information on them. And then you can claim executive privilege to withhold all of that information, just like Barack Hussein Obama claimed executive privilege and kept his entire life away from the public so that we wouldn't find out that he's really Barry Sotero and that he really was not a U.S. citizen and was not qualified to be the president of the United States. Those executive privileges stand. But now judges are saying that Donald Trump's executive privilege to keep certain information out of the news and the courts is not valid. "No man can be a king in the United States," said one court. Funny how that double standard works, isn't it?
And the Truth Hurts program.
And we'll finish up this morning with a CNN article. It says, "Biden approval, a majority disapproves of the way he's handling the job as president," CNN poll finds. 1 year out from the 2022 midterm elections, 58% of Americans, that's a majority by the way, say that Joe Biden hasn't paid enough attention to the nation's most important problems. And as a majority, they disapprove of the way he's handling the job as president. This according to a CNN poll conducted by SSRS. More than a third of Americans call the economy the most pressing problem facing the country. Among the group that sees it that way, 72% say Biden has not been attentive to the right issues. That dynamic is reversed amongst the smaller 20% who consider the coronavirus pandemic the nation's top problem. 79% in that subset say Biden has had the right priorities. They're blind, ignorant, or something. I don't know. All told, 48% of adults say they approve of the way Biden is handling the job, while 52% disapprove. Intensity within the ratings breaks sharply against gropey Joe. The share saying they strongly approve of Biden's performance is now 15%. In April, it was 34%. In the new poll, 36% say they strongly disapprove of gropey Joe Biden's handling of the presidency. And that figure sucks for him. Nearly 6 out of 10 people who say Biden has not had the right priorities is very telling of how lousy a job he is doing. And with the latest polling numbers, I have a feeling we may soon end up with more than just 2 major political parties. Factions within Republicans and factions within Democrat parties have made themselves very clear lately. Think about the Squad, the uber-liberal, ultra-left progressives, with people like Pocahontas, Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Horseface Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and others. They could easily break off and become their own ultra-progressive party, just like the major, deep right-wing conservatives. They could break off and have the Dixieland Party, for example, leaving us with 4 major parties. It could happen, but I think there's enough cohesion from the left behind clowns like Chuckles Schumer and naughty, nasty Nazi Nancy Pelosi to keep the Democrats pretty much together. And the Republicans, I can see a faction of pro-Trumpers versus no Trumpers, breaking the Republican Party as well. Let's hope for the sake of the United States of America that that does not happen, and that we can get Biden and these tax and spend and tax again liberals the hell out of office in the 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential election.
Stacey and the Truth Hurts Program.
And that is about all the time we have for this edition of the Truth Hurts Program. Go out there and make it a great day, everybody. See you next time. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Truth Hurts Program with Steve Z. Opinions expressed are free speech protected under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We apologize if you were offended, but we retract nothing. Background music by Jason Shaw and Audionautix.